Gary and Tommy is the podcast that everyone's talking about. Meet the healthy energy drink all Australia is talking about. Made with a groundbreaking blend of aptogenic herbs, Dr. V, the future of energy drinks.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Tuesday, Arvo. How are we, guys?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great because you showed me something yesterday involving an egg.
Oh, we need to discuss that. Did that blow your mind yesterday?
Yeah, it did.
Ollie last night that I brought you this fun little experiment on the show that he had taught me, and he was very, very excited. He said, Did I get the credit? I was like, yes. Oh, you got the credit.
Yes.
If you missed our show yesterday, here's a little bit of us discussing an egg. Just try and squeeze it. Isn't it hard? Isn't that the most amazing thing you've heard today? That audio out of context is a lot.
It is.
Yeah.
Particularly Sonder in the room.
Yes, going, laughing.
Oh, my God.
We were trying to squeeze a whole unboiled egg, just a fresh egg, because Ollie showed me how you can squeeze with all your might and try and crack an egg, and it will not crack.
Yeah.
You have to bang an egg on a corner or something to crack it.
Yes.
You squeezed, I squeezed, Sonder squeezed,
everybody
we all squeezed together, and yet it did not break. And I didn't know why. Ollie didn't tell me that bit. But producer Pip, you have an update for us.
I do. It is all in the egg's unique shape. So that egg shape gives it its tremendous strength. So you...
Pippa.
Wait.
Pippa, this better get better.
It gets better. So
I'm on board.
What? It's in the egg shape.
Yeah, I get. It must give it some properties that mean it's really hard to break.
Think that? Yeah.
So if one of you had been wearing a ring while squeezing the egg yesterday, it would have gone sploot because all of a sudden that pressure that you're putting on that shape is uneven.
That shape so strong? What is it about that shape?
No, that'll be tomorrow's fact. See you at the same time tomorrow, Pippa. Heaps coming up on the show.
It was deflating, wasn't it?
Yeah. I was going to do more egg puns and then it was going to remind me of the misery of that description that we just got then. So I won't do it. Up next, Bickers, I have got something, but it's not for me. It's for you.
We have a cracking show ahead.
Don't do it. Don't. It was late.
A bit delayed.
Gary and Tommy.
Gary and Tommy.
It's your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And Bickers, before we go on, we have had people call about the egg that we just talked about, you brought yesterday, that you can't break an egg with your bare hand just trying to squeeze it. We did have Callum Coyne saying he had a better description of why that is, better than our producer Pippa's, and our producer Pippa seems to have hung up on him. So instead of having him, we have Suzanne. G'day, Suzanne.
Hi, how are you, Tommy and Kerry?
Yeah, great. What have you got for us?
Well, I work with young children, and it was Science Week a little while ago. So I was researching experiments to do with the kids and discovered that a human person can actually walk across a carton of eggs sitting on the ground without, like, cracking them or smashing them.
No.
Yes.
Well, this is our next little TikTok, Suzanne, isn't it?
I must admit, I didn't get to do it with the children because then we went into lockdown and we couldn't go into work. But, yes, apparently I've seen quite a few videos and it can be done.
But why then? I don't understand, Suzanne. Every time I get a carton of eggs, there's always a broken egg, but yet you can walk across
them. I think if you're in high heels, one will go.
Sure, yeah, maybe, that's what the problem is.
Yes.
Yeah, the guys and girls who are shipping them across
don't ask
and stuff.
Me to explain the phenomenon. But,
no, sorry. Pip
why
can do
would
that.
We, Suzanne? Yeah, we've got Pippa here.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Good on you, Suzanne. Thank you. So we're getting more call. Should we just do egg chat or?
I mean, I enjoy egg chat.
Yeah, okay.
But. Is it scrambling your brain a bit to switch between what you had planned and what? Producer Sonder didn't get that one.
What are you saying?
I was thinking about my own one. He's fried.
He's fried. Yeah.
Well, that was
funny.
The one.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. All the calls have gone.
Yeah, I know.
Surprise, wasn't as surprise. Fascinating
so
as we thought.
So have the listeners after this many shit puns. Shit egg puns. There we go. Bickers, I've got an idea for you.
Sure.
What do you know about Cameo?
Do I have to do any work? Because I'm a bit tired at the moment.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I do.
Not much.
No, great.
And it'll be worth it.
Okay, so Cameo, what do I know? Mm. Well, I know that recently for Chris's birthday, I got a Cameo from one of his favourite singers.
Yeah.
The guy from Shimmer, recorded a little video message for him.
Little, it was 10 minutes.
Actually, he did. Actually, you get a lot of bang for your buck with Cameo.
Yeah,
some
I know.
Of them really go on.
It was nearly as long as Pip's description of the egg thing just before.
It's famous people who want to make some money on the side, so they record birthday videos. And stuff.
Have you been invited to join Cameo?
I think once upon a time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why didn't you?
I feel like I've got enough other jobs. Plus, I can give shout outs live on the show. You know, I don't need Cameo.
Cameos are not shout outs, right? They're very, different.
I mean, they're not that
they're different.
What's the difference?
I thought you might say this.
What's the difference?
Because money exchanges hands. You do shout outs for free.
I mean, I'm happy for people to pay me to give the shout outs.
Do you know what Cameo is worth?
The company?
Yes.
No?
$1 billion.
Oh, my God. But the cameos I paid for were so cheap.
Yeah, because I think of all those cheap put together, that makes $1 billion. So I thought we have to get in at the ground level and start the new Cameo.
Oh,
and
okay.
I know what you're thinking. Do we have access to all the celebrities?
Well, I mean, I could get Kanye North on Cameo. Will
that's
he,
true.
He be
I
on
think
your
he
service?
Might already be on Cameo. Though.
Right, yeah. Yes. Maybe Kanye South.
Well, guess what? What if I figured out a way to start the new Cameo that's worth more than Cameo?
Okay.
And we don't even need all
great.
The celebrities.
I'm down.
You've heard of celebrities doing messages on Cameo.
Hi, I'm Shakira.
This is Nelly.
Yo, this is Snoop Doggy Dog.
Well, forget those losers. Because Cameo is here.
Cameo.
It's kind of like Cameo, but way better. Because it's only Carrie Bickmore.
Hey, Lou.
Get a celebrity message on Cameo now.
Fun Mum, Carrie Bickmore.
Cameo.
Cameo.
Legal disclaimer, Cameo is only for celebrity messages from Carrie Bickmore. It is definitely not for shout-outs. Repeating, this is not a shout-out service.
Cameo.
I'm still confused about the difference. Also, I'm just not sure there's demand for it.
I've already made a bank account for Cameo. Of course, I will be taking a cut. And I've set it all up. It is good
is
to go.
Is it audio or do I have to record them as video messages?
That's up to you, mate. You are the star.
Hold on. What's my rate? Like, come on.
Great question.
I'm not doing this unless I'm getting paid some decent
This is what
cash.
We're going to find out. 13, 10, 60. Would you buy a message from Karen?
No one wants a message.
And for how much would you pay? We need to work out what your rate is going
to
be.
3 hours every day for free to this show.
I get what you're saying. And yes, we should buy the show and stream it exclusive on Cameo. Give us a call. 13, 10, 60. Would you buy a message from Carrie and how much would you pay?
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Coming up very soon, something death-defying has been going on in Bicker's bedroom.
Honestly, ooh. Chris is out of control. Someone could end up flat on their back in that bedroom.
I hope
if they're not
does.
Careful.
Oh, sorry. hey, right now, brand new business opportunity. This is exciting.
You've heard of celebrities doing messages on Cameo.
Hi, I'm Shakira.
This is Nelly.
Yo, this is Snoop Doggy Dog.
Well, forget those losers. Because Cameo is here.
Cameo.
It's kind of like Cameo, but way better. Because it's only Carrie Bickmore.
Hey, Lou.
Get a celebrity message on Cameo now.
Fun Mum, Carrie Bickmore.
Cameo.
Cameo.
Legal disclaimer, Cameo is only for celebrity messages from Carrie Bickmore. It is definitely not for shout-outs. Repeating, this is not a shout-out service.
Cameo.
That's right.
I just don't think anyone's paying for that, to be honest. And I don't know if anyone's going to be able to afford me, even if they are open to paying for
well,
it.
Well, let's find out what that asking price is. G'day, Andrew.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
Firstly, would you like to buy a message from the brand-new service called Cameo?
I would. I'm after a 30-second clip of of Carrie potentially just going, hey, low, like she does in your promo.
Yes.
Just to play on repeat at a kids' party.
Yeah, that's fun.
And a kids' party.
And so obviously that's going to have a fair broadcast reach if it
also,
goes to a kids'
I'll
party.
Also, I'll decide how long it goes. You don't request the length.
Andrew, and that is why I will be doing all the correspondence on Cario, because she is an absolute nightmare when you have to deal with her one-on-one. But I need to know, what would be the asking price for such a sought-after video?
I'd be going anywhere between the $2 and $3 mark.
Ideally. Not bad.
Goodbye.
As you guys said, yes. that'll stack up pretty quickly. Yes. Lots and lots of little things make a big thing. So
that's right. That's right. I've got an account number and a BSB for you here. Have you got
I'm not doing it for a couple of bucks.
Why not?
I told you I have lots of jobs to do. Kids, and I'm not doing Andrew for 30 seconds.
Andrew, did you record that? I'll send that to you.
You did it for free.
Yes, I know. Why? Because I need to let you know, I haven't as well let you know about your cut. Because obviously.
No, it's your cut. I take the money and you take the cut.
No, because the bank account that I have set up.
Yeah.
Is mine, and so then I will pay you a cut from that.
Oh, will you just?
Yes. G'day, Daryl.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Yeah, so good. Are you interested in the brand new service, Cario?
Oh, I would love that. That would be fantastic.
Yes. Is it for yourself? Is it for a workplace? Is it for someone else?
It's for my business, actually. So,
what do you do, Daryl?
I'm a professional customized framer, so picture framer, metal framing.
Yep.
So, my whole idea would be to do something in kind. So if Carrie was willing to do something for me, I would donate a $650, say, frame, specialised customised frame, to something like Beanies for Brain Cancer or something like that.
Mm. Hey, Daryl, what's your company's name?
Police Metal Frames. So
Police Metal?
Metal, as in you wear a medal.
Police Metal Frames.
Yes, that's like it.
So you know what, Daryl? Daryl, I'm going to sidestep this guy over here that's taking cuts, and I'm going to do a shout out for you for free, because I'm a big supporter of small business, and your Police Metal Framing business deserves a shout out, and I wish you all the best with everything, and you don't need to do anything for it. You don't need to give us money. You don't need to give us a frame, and yes, you can have a good old day after that.
Mate, but seriously, if I can support you guys in any way, if you've got a charity, just
Daryl.
You've got my number, so just let me know.
Daryl, have you got a pen there for my ABN?
No, you don't get a cut. I did that for Daryl for free.
What do you mean? I'm Daryl Yomi.
Police Metal Framing.
Daryl Yomi, two-thirds of a frame.
Police Metal Framing.
Two-thirds of a frame, I want it. Let's go two-thirds. That's hard to deliver. G'day, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Are you interested in Cario?
Yeah, I am. I'm sure I can find someone to give it to.
How much would you pay?
Depending on the length, probably between $30 and $50.
And I'm judging by your tone, shorter would be better.
$30 to $50. Okay. That's a pretty good offer for Amy.
Yeah, and how long do you want it to be, Amy?
I'm not fast. Anything.
Would it sway you, because that we have been told by one of our Sri Lankan listeners, Des, that Cario actually translates directly into something in Sri Lankan.
Oh, yeah.
I'll write it down.
Sure. Oh, God.
Did you know that?
That Cario does it.
Well, it's your face on it, mate, not mine.
Cario and Tommy.
For your Tuesday arvo, it is Cario Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Because this is a very important thing. While we are getting our vaccinations here with no trouble, if we want them, there are plenty of places around the world that don't have that same luxury. Give the world a shot is courtesy of UNICEF. And this is fantastic. For just $5, you can deliver 2 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. $50 can help deliver enough vaccines to protect 20 people from COVID-19 who are vulnerable and need help.
The effort it takes to deliver these vaccines. Mm-hmm. So in Bhutan, which is a tiny Himalayan country that sits between India and China, they vaccinated nearly every adult in the country in just 3 weeks earlier this year. So that's 540,000 people during a monsoon, because these health assistants working with UNICEF would take the vaccine. Sometimes they had to hand carry them across bridges that had broken, winch them across rivers in choppers. The way, you know, we think about how we just walk into a GP or an immunisation centre, there is honestly roadblocks, landslides, all rivers that you can't cross, that these health assistants are taking these vaccines across to get into people's arms. They do incredible work, so get behind them.
Give the world a shot and visit vaccinaid.org.au to donate, set up a fundraiser, or just to help spread the word.
Up next, change of tack. There's something happening in my bedroom at home at the moment.
It's a thing that you said could kill someone?
Honestly, it could. It's weird for starters, and yeah. I'm not down with it. And I think it's a risk to my life.
Really?
Yes, and I don't know why Chris has started doing it. It's this new thing he's doing.
He's probably
and we
seen
need to discuss
something.
It next.
Yeah.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I'm feeling like an outcast in my home at the moment. I'm banished from the living room where Ollie takes control of the TV and asks, "Is it time for you to go to your room yet?" at 9:30 every night.
And just for people who don't know, Ollie is how old?
14.
There you go.
Yep, he runs the household. Actually, that's a lie. The two-year-old runs the household, but he's third in line and, I do leave when he asks me to, really.
Yes.
But then I can't go into the bedroom at the moment. So I can't be in the lounge room. I can't go into the bedroom. So I'm there in the kitchen like an old housewife all day long.
What do you mean you can't go into the bedroom?
So there's this weird...
Is he taken
no,
over?
No, it's Chris.
What's he... Yeah.
And all day long I hear...
Oh, no. He's doing his own ping pong shows.
And it's a game of Russian roulette. If I go in there.
Yeah, one will hit her.
One will hit me.
Take a ping pong bat with you.
It's you say ping pongs. They're not far off.
Oh, no. Golf
they're
balls.
They're the plastic golf balls. You know how he's fallen in love with the game of golf?
Yes.
He doesn't just practice in the backyard. He's taken to practicing in our bedroom at night. And if I walk in, there is a chance I either have a golf club miss my head by about like 2 centimetres or a ping pong ball fly off the wall. I'll be in bed and they just fly past me. They just fly zoom.
That's fun though, isn't
it's
it?
It's not fun.
Hey,
it's a calming place, the bedroom. It's not for golf practice.
So you need to know something about his golf outside. He's just moments away from smashing your neighbour's something because, you know, he's got the big net.
Yes.
For some reason, he stands right back away from that and then hits into the net instead of standing close to the net. And, mate, the other day, it hit like the top bar of the net.
Did it?
Yeah.
So is that why he's taking it inside?
Probably.
But why our bedroom?
Because Ollie kicked him out of the living room.
I know. Space is getting limited in there.
So what's he aiming for? Is he trying to get it in a cup? Or
I don't know.
I don't mean to say this, aiming for you.
Sometimes I see a little glint in his eye and I think he's hoping that just swings around to the left.
Because maybe if all you have to do is move to another room and then he'll move and then you quicker go to the bedroom.
Oh, and then I come back to the bedroom. Yes. Yeah, it's just weird. I just don't think golf is for the bedroom.
Why?
They're not the balls I want to see flying around, you know?
What?
My bedroom.
What? You want to see him hitting his own testicles with a golf club?
No, but weirdly, he often does it naked because he'll be on the way to the shower and then his brain goes, I might have a quick hit. And so he gets the golf
clubs. Say I might have a quick whack, I guess.
And then he just starts hitting these... His clubs around and then he strolls off into the bathroom
because
and has
a
shower.
Where in the list of the most sexiest activities is seeing your partner?
I took a picture of it the other day and sent it to him. Like, this is what you look like from behind when you're hitting golf balls naked.
Is he hunched over? Where's it?
No, nah, because he's got that real, you know, that stance that golfers have. I'm just going to stand up and demonstrate, even though you can't see.
Yeah.
You know, where the straight leg, back bent.
Oh, that's all for you. I've played golf with that. He's
bum
with
sticking
him.
Right out.
He's never doing bum that. He's never right arching out, his back like that.
Ooh.
When he is never arching his back and waving his ass like that when I play with him.
Am I getting the special treatment?
I reckon one of his mates has said, you know what really turns women on?
Well, it doesn't.
You get
131060. I want to know what weird stuff your partner's getting up to in the bedroom, but not like in bed weird stuff, just stuff that should be kept for other parts of the house.
Can't believe it's in the bedroom?
Can't believe it's in the bedroom. 131060.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday, Arvo. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, weird stuff in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got my partner, Chris, on the line now. Hey, babe.
Howdy.
Hey, babe.
We're live on air, so Chris, be careful what you say.
Chris.
But
we've Chris introed it as weird things in the bedroom.
Yes. We need to discuss.
Do you want to tell us, more about it? Because I've just heard it from Bickers, but what do you think we're talking about?
Well, I'm assuming it. I was going to say that. Well, I think you're implying that it's something sexual in the bedroom. Like, I mean, there's not much I can say to make. But then I think it's probably something like fairly mundane, like she eats cheesecake on the toilet or something.
I mean, I don't.
Firstly, it's in the bedroom. But
and also, this is about you, not me, hun.
Do you eat cheesecake on the toilet? Walks, does Carrie eat cheesecake on the toilet?
No, I don't. I mean, that was just, I was trying to think of something weird.
What have you, what outside activity have you taken to doing nightly in our bedroom?
Playing golf.
Yes.
I wish you'd just said having to say.
Everyone thinks it's as weird as I do, babe.
Playing golf.
You can't fling, and you're not even, they all thought I meant that you were just putt-putting in the bedroom. You're driving these balls into all four walls. They ricochet off the walls and just past my face sometimes.
Well, no, so they're plastic, they're tiny little plastic balls that are light as a feather. They're not proper golf balls.
No, I know they're
that
not.
That would be odd. But we've been in lockdown and it's been winter. So I just thought I'll do it. We've got a nice carpet. It's like a fairway.
Yeah. And, I tell you what, Walks, if they're coming off all four walls, geez, you're hitting them well.
Well, as you know, Tommy, it doesn't matter where it goes. I feel like I'm hitting them well.
Why do you feel the need to do them pantless?
Beg your pardon?
Did Carrie take a photo of you swinging that revealed your hole in one?
Did you?
Yeah, I sent it to you, remember? The back of you.
You sent it to somebody else.
Yeah, it's your screensaver now.
Honestly, you honestly have not sent it to me.
Oh my gosh, which Chris did you send it to?
I sent it to you. It's you with your t-shirt on. It's you Porky Pigging.
Are you Porky Pigging?
Tommy, we've been through this. I'm always Porky Pigging at home.
Man.
The only reason I'm not Porky Pigging is if there's visitors.
What about, every morning when Edie climbs into bed, off. She says if you've got pants on or not.
You don't have to wear pants in your own bed. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
But
you shouldn't have to wear your own pants when you're playing golf in the house.
Well, there you go. Is it? You said it's a plastic little ball. I'm assuming you're using some kind of safety kids club.
No. I'm using my club.
Are you doing a normal full swing in your bedroom?
Yes, I'm telling you. It's weird.
Well, it's tricky to do the full swing because I don't know if you've been in our bedroom before, but the setup is like there's not a lot of space to do a full swing. Like you can't really get your hands high. So
you're doing full swings. I've watched you. You're getting right up to the back and then you're arching your bum out and then you're hitting it as hard as you can.
Have you started hitting sexy?
Righto, Tiger. I didn't know you knew what a full swing was. It's a three-quarter swing. Mm. But I don't hit them at her. I hit them... into the bathroom, actually. I try and hit them into the
Your aim is not very good.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I don't know if I've been in your bedroom, but I have been into the we've talked about the bowel movements of the household. If you're hitting him into the bathroom, you're not retrieving half those balls.
what do you know about the bowel movements?
Mate.
Look, lot. Let's not get bogged down in our bowel movements. Okay, Emily's got a suggestion for you, babe. Help me out, Emily. What is this a suggestion for me or for Chris?
Well, I guess for you four, Chris.
Yep. Yep.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
I'm great. I'm fantastic. How are you?
All right, guys.
Okay. All right. So Christmas time, around Christmas time, Kmart and BW have, these little, $5, $10, toy gift things. And there's this little one that's a little golf set with a putt and a cup and a couple little balls that you can use in the bathroom as you're doing your business.
Oh, my God, you sit down and hit golf balls.
You put it into the little cup.
Okay.
You'd get real good, babe, because you're sitting on the toilet for half the day, so your swing would be amazing by the end of it.
Unbelievable hypocrisy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yeah, $1 million Alpha Bucks is coming up very soon, so download the listener app and register.
But you may remember we had an amazing young woman called Hannah Divney on the show a few weeks ago. She is a disability advocate. She has cerebral palsy and she is on a mission.
So I am wanting Disney Studios to create a disabled Disney princess, pretty please.
And with the petition, how many people have you got?
42,000 signatures, and literally the only way that my brain knows how to process that is thinking of that as a slightly overfull SCG. That's the only way that my brain knows how to handle numbers like that.
The world has heard Hannah's call, and tonight she is going to be on the project.
Yes.
We'll get to hear all about her world, what her plans are, perhaps what Disney said in response, and I can't wait to hear more from Hannah. She is incredible. And get those signatures up. Put pressure on Disney.
Disney. Put so much pressure on them, it's you change their name.
It's the Aussie Disney. Disney.
Disney. Yeah. Hey, heaps. Still to come, we are going to try and make our next millionaire in just a matter of minutes.
Carrie and Tommy. Woo!
Carrie and Tommy, if you Tuesday afternoon, $1 million Alpha Bucks is up next. But guys, right now,
it's time for the most upbeat and fun segment on radio. Can you guess it? The Desert.
Copped one too many times there because the shot had gone off. Jesse, you're going to give us some famous deaths. And when I say famous, I mean because of their comical circumstances, we have to guess what they are.
Your first death today, guys, is João Maria de Souza. He died in Brazil.
De Souza.
Drug related.
Oh, it is not drug related.
Is it dancing related?
It is not dancing related.
Oh, I can see where you're going
with
that.
Is it a severe waxing of the genital regions incident?
Interesting. It was not. No.
There are all the things I know about Brazil.
A little bit of a hint, though.
Okay.
Oh, a bull. A cow.
It does have something to do with a cow.
Was he milking it?
He wasn't milking it. No. He was in his home at the time.
Oh.
What do you know about cows
in Brazil?
Do you
know the answer to this? No. You're just asking me. I don't know a lot about cows in Brazil.
No, because I didn't think there would be that many cows roaming around Brazil.
So he's out on a farm and he's at
home. Interesting you say roaming around because the cow wasn't on the farm anymore.
It was in his house.
Bickers.
And did it go upstairs and get trapped because cows can't go downstairs?
Can they go up?
They can go up. They can't go down.
Oh.
Well, actually, slid down the on the right track. How did he get in the house? It wasn't through an entry in the house.
No, he rings his cowbell. Surely. Shakes his own neck and waits for them to rock up.
Through the window.
No, he fell. The cow fell through the roof.
What?
City.
Where was he?
Because it would have been. What? What do you mean? Skydiving. What don't you understand?
Yeah, remember. Cows can get up. They can't get down.
Yeah, that's how
he climbed up the ladder.
It was at a multi-story complex that he ended from another level.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, he fell through the roof.
He doesn't know.
But then how did João Maria de Souza die?
I would have thought a cow landing on you from above, you would have just got the hit of some teats in the face and it would have actually been quite a soft bit to land on. Yes. Oh, this falling motorboat's really done a number on me.
Was he in bed?
He was in bed because...
And the cow fell on him.
Yeah.
God.
Don't stop. What? Don't think about all the things you want to say. No. Oh. I still really would love to know the information of how he got on top of the roof.
Yes. Wouldn't we all?
You don't have that.
I think you're picturing the wrong thing.
Right.
I'm picturing like a favela with levels that go down.
Yep.
And so the cow enters from this bit up here where it's ground.
Okay.
And then stumbles
and then goes
into
down.
Roof. Yes.
Okay.
I don't think the cow calmly got in, hoofed lift to number three, and then Tim walked his way out.
For our next death, we're going off to France.
Oh.
A baguette choking incident?
No, it is not to anything. Oh. It's not food related, but it is drink related.
Okay. Is it to do with any of their famous locations?
No, not a famous location, but I guess this person would have been famous back in the day. Jean-Baptiste Lully was the royal composer.
Oh, something happened with his stick.
Yeah, bickers. Very good.
Oh.
Yeah.
What about his baton? Did his stick go through him somehow, like end up through his tart or something?
Back in the day, the composer's sticks were a big staff. And so when he was using it, he accidentally
jammed it right through his foot.
And then he died.
And then it got infected and he said, oh. I'm a composer and I need to be able to dance to the music. And if I can't dance, well, I'm...
He chose to die?
Oh, my
God. He was supposed to get it amputated, yeah.
Oh, but he didn't want to get it amputated.
No. Is that why composers don't dance anymore? They stand
still. They just use their hands.
All because of Jean-Baptiste Lilly.
Good.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday, Arvo. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
$1 million Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks Millionaire.
Oh, yeah. Who
Brie,
have we got today?
You're not my cousin, are you, Brie?
Hello. Hello.
You're not my cousin, are you?
No.
Good.
No, I hope not.
Got a cousin, Brie. Just checking.
Do you?
Otherwise, I would have fed you some of the answers.
Oh well, in that case, yes, I am.
Brie, you're from Wangaratta.
I am.
Is the Albion still a pub in Wangaratta?
No, it died.
Was that bad? Because when I went to the Albion once and I got in a fight with a bloke and he took his teeth out.
Classy.
Yes.
No, it's not bad. It's not bad. But
classy for you as well. Why are you fighting people in pubs?
Oh, I accidentally danced into him. I didn't mean to.
I've been with you when you've been in that mood.
Yeah. And then he took his teeth out and handed them his girlfriend. And she didn't flinch. She went, no worries, doll. And tucked his teeth into her bra.
Oh, my God. That's
and
amazing.
I went,
with an 8-year-old.
I went, oh, no. Thank you.
You danced your way out of there. Brie doesn't care for any of this. Brie wants to win some cash. Here's the rules. Brie, you've got 30 seconds to answer all 10 questions. We'll take your first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. Pass if you don't have an answer. We'll come back if we've got time, and your time will start at the end of the first question, all right?
Yep.
Win all 10 correctly, you win 10 grand. Ooh. And then you win your way to $1 million day with us.
Yay.
All right.
Brie, you could barely tell there were nerves in that, yay?
I feel sick.
Don't. Just focus. Relax. The more you relax and just take your time, the better it's going to be. Your letter for today is P for payday.
Okay, hopefully.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Yep.
Name an Italian food.
Pasta.
A colour.
Purple.
A vegetable.
Parsnip.
A four-letter word.
Poop.
A capital city.
Perth.
A wine varietal.
Pinot Noir.
A Batman villain.
Pass.
A clothing brand.
Pete Alexander.
A tennis player.
Patrick Crafter.
A Miley Cyrus song.
Pass.
A Batman villain.
Oh
my God.
A Batman villain could have been Penguin or Poison Ivy.
I was going to say Penguin, but I didn't know if that was its name.
Oh, Brie.
Brie, you were great. We're just two answers away. I'm so sorry. Thank you for getting involved, though.
Not a problem. Thanks.
Good on you, Brie.
You can still register, though.
Yeah, time's
not
running
long,
out.
Though.
Just make sure you download the Listener app. It is free to do it. Got great stuff on there. Search Carrie and Tommy. Fill out the form. That could be you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, for your Tuesday arvo, meet the healthy energy drink all Australia is talking about, made with a groundbreaking blend of adaptogenic herbs, Dr. V, the future of energy drinks.
Hey, you know how one of your highlights of your life was when you saved a kid on a bouncing castle?
Yep, saved his life.
There's a chance for you to do that again, but like on a big scale.
What do you mean?
Like save thousands of kids. Yeah. Because the world's biggest jumping castle is coming to Australia
this
summer.
Take a look at it.
It looks a bit like, and I've been on one of these inflatable Ninja Warrior courses before. It looks a bit like that.
Yeah.
But just a lot more jumpiness.
It actually looks too hard.
What do you mean?
Like it's so long that you feel like you'd just be exhausted.
It's funny. Sections go
10 metres tall and it covers 1,500 square metres. Like I just want to jump. I don't want to exercise.
And I did take the kids to the other one that was similar to that, the Ninja Warrior one. And Ollie went on with his mate. And then Evie got too scared. And I said, don't worry, honey, mummy will come. When I had to climb wet on this slippery slide up. And then I got to the top and I had a panic attack because it was too high. It wasn't even that high, but it just felt high. And you were slipping over everything. The energy required to complete that course was a lot.
Weird.
But I figure this one you can just jump your way through it, you know, versus like, you know, commando crawling up a huge
hill. I don't know. I reckon we've made it sound pretty unfun pretty quick, haven't we?
Nah, kids would love it.
Okay, yeah. They'll be exhausted. That it's 300 metre long obstacle course.
Oh my God, they'll sleep well that night.
They
and
will.
That will feel about 2 hours.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, which means the paper quiz is coming up next.
It's time for Bickmore's Saucy Bits.
Here we go now. You're going to lead off our bits today with a bit of saucy news, apparently.
Did I bring you one bit of sauce news and we got a whole rebrand?
Yeah, I mean, the other two bits aren't saucy at all, unless you think Boris Johnson is saucy.
Mate, I'm on for Boris.
What have you got?
Ooh, there is a new range of sauces in Pizza Hut in the UK, Bickers.
Oh, yeah.
And they say on them, shake, squeeze and squirt.
Oh.
Isn't that fun?
Sure.
Mm.
What are you doing with the... Sorry. Are you putting the sauces on yourself?
I'm not doing anything. It's in the UK.
No, I know, but why the sauces? Why are you squirting or shaking the sauce?
Because you shake, you squeeze, and it squirts out.
Onto your own Pizza Hut pizza, or they do it at the place and deliver it to you.
Mate, I never
It's
ask.
Just a weird...
How does sauce work?
No, I'm asking whether I'm squirting or whether the Pizza Hut person is doing it.
I don't even know
it.
If we need to consult the UK for that. You know what I've just realised? That Pizza Hut is also not a hut. It is a building.
No, it used to look like a hut, though.
Did
when
it?
I used to go with my dad, the Pizza Hut restaurants looked like a hut.
Is that a hut on top?
Yes, it looked like a hut.
No, wouldn't it just go, hang on.
Trust me, but then I went there often.
Okay,
it
well,
looked
did
like
they
a
have,
hut.
Did they have sauces?
No. Okay. My dad wasn't asking me to squirt on the sauce of pizza.
Why not? He should have. Well, one man who had none of these questions, but all of the anger, said that this was sexualising condiments. Yes, Adrian
Sexualising condiments?
Yeah, he's
Make
31
sure you
years
use your
old.
Condiments.
Good job.
Did you just swear at the end of that?
No. Almost, though.
I thought you just dropped an F-bomb in celebration.
He's happy with himself.
Yeah,
he should be. It was a good one.
Yeah, no, it was good.
So he feels like that the sauces are too sexual.
Yes, and so he complained. He went on social media and he complained. And the social media complaint has gone viral. And somehow his address has gone out. And every day he has dropped tons of these sauces on his front doorstep, right? And people have been putting even funnier labels on the door, on the stores. I don't think we can read what they say.
So he opens the door and someone's
put new sauces on his
squirt
sauce.
And
yeah, there you go.
Sauce on his pizza.
Yeah, there we go. Drop an F-bomb to congratulate yourself.
I can do it for you if you like.
And now, don't worry though, he's got it sorted.
Oh.
Because what he's done is he's made another video asking people to stop. So,
God.
So that'll be fine.
Well, staying in the UK and Boris Johnson does what Boris Johnson does best and is just
illegitimate children.
Absolute.
I know.
He says the most random stuff and I can't help but enjoy it. You know, it's enjoyable from afar because he's not our leader. If he was my leader, I'd be like, okay, can you dial back the chat? But because he's not, he's very entertaining.
Yes.
He was at a press conference in front of kids. They were aged sort of 8 to 12 in his Downing Street media room ahead of next week's COP26 summit.
In his Downing Street media room?
Yes.
That's where the kids want to go for an excursion.
I would have
Buckle
loved that
up
as a
for
kid.
For some fun. Yeah, but that...
Yeah. Yep. Says a lot.
About
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Yes. Not all kids had a good
Ollie was very excited when they went to Canberra.
To Canberra?
Yes.
But not for Parliament House.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's fun.
No, it's not.
Anyway, all these kids gathered. So, you know, that obviously the Glasgow Climate Summit's coming up.
Yep.
So he wanted to talk to the kids about saving the planet.
Great.
Really? And he had all these different ideas. There was an awesome lady, a WWF, not wrestler, World Wildlife Fund Chief Executive Tanya Steele sitting next to him, and she was guiding the question. She was awesome. And then he started saying things like, we've got to encourage the cows to stop burping so they emit less methane.
Yes.
Funny, ha-ha. And then they got onto talking about animals becoming extinct, and he said, yeah, we just need to feed humans to the animals. That's what we need to do. And that's literally what he suggested to a bunch of eight-year-olds.
97% of the mass of mammals on this planet is humans and our animals, our domestic animals. Just 3% is left for the wild. So,
how sad.
Do we start to rebalance it? And I think we certainly could start by rewilding our oceans. There's a lot of
we
space
could feed
to
some
do
of
that.
The human beings to the animals.
Well,
that would. couldn't we?
We could have a vote later and ask if there's any candidates.
The problem is where you're the leader of, right? In North Korea, they're like, that is a good idea.
Oh.
No?
That's sad.
Jesse, play the opening theme tune again.
It's time for Bickmore's Saucy Bits. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Carrie, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later. Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Carrie, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz
time. It's paper quiz time.
Yeah.
Alrighty, question number one for today, guys. In which country would you find the Atacama Desert?
Egypt? Sounds great. Sounds a bit like Tutankhamun, doesn't
great.
It?
Great.
Of course, the name of a great bottle shop. It is.
Is it?
Yeah, down in Geelong.
Question number two, is it a drive-through bottle shop, actually?
Yeah, they call it the Sphinx. The place is called the Sphinx, but then I think the bottle is Tutankhamun, isn't it?
Oh, that's
is
so,
it?
Yeah.
I think so.
Tutankhamun.
It is.
Yes, I get it.
But Dave Thornton told me that, the comedian, and either he's tricked me for many years and I've passed it on a lot, or that's real.
Question number two, which actor played the original MacGyver?
Oh, I loved him. What's his name? We interviewed him on the project. My sister was in love with him.
The main thing I know about MacGyver is that they're twins from The Simpsons. Love it.
You know,
oh,
what's,
yeah.
his name?
Yeah. What's his name? Yeah, Batman Simpsons again.
Love it.
Oh, God, he was hot.
Was he?
He used to fix things.
Tom Sellers.
Fix everything. No, not Tom Sellers.
Who was he? Oh, wasn't he someone?
What's his name?
That was Magnum P.I.
That's what I'm thinking
you're
of.
Thinking Tom Selleck.
What?
Thank you.
Is his name
Did he wear short shorts, Sonda?
I think he had a big
Dave?
Moustache.
Yeah.
Dave?
No.
I thought it was Jason someone.
Nah.
No.
Okay. Jason Bourne?
It's a character.
Is it?
Oh, it's going to really annoy me. Can I find a friend? I need to call my sister.
Yeah, of course you can. As long as you do it on speaker so we can hear.
She's not going to want me to call her in the middle of her work day with a MacGyver question.
What a tease. Okay, should we come back and see if it stirs something?
Yep. Question number three. What African tree bears monkey bread?
Is it the baobab?
Oh.
I don't know.
Fun to say.
Isn't the baobab that one that's a bit chody from out in the
Are you thinking of boab?
Thank you.
But the boabs in Australia, isn't it?
Yes, they are.
Yes.
Okay, so monkeys have to go a long way for food.
Boabs up in the Kimberley,
yes,
I'm sure.
That's what I'm thinking of.
I did a school report on the boab tree when I was in year five.
Did you call them chody?
No.
Okay, so not that. Would we guess
African tree?
Yes.
Mm.
Is it the toto?
Is monkey bread banana? Like, is that what? What is monkey bread?
Banana leaf or something.
Oh, so is it the banana tree?
I don't know. I'm still thinking of the guy from MacGyver, so I'm having hard trouble focusing.
Okay. Next one, please, Jesse.
Question number four. In track and field, the horizontal jumps are the long jump and which other event?
The triple jump.
Question number five.
Hop, step and jump, as I call it.
That would be incorrect.
The Scandinavian dish gravlax is prepared using which fish?
We smoked salmon.
Yeah.
Or salmon.
Is it? Yes. How do you know that?
And preferably to sal salmon. Are they still our sponsor?
No.
Then it doesn't matter which type of salmon you use.
Still good salmon.
But
to
sal is
though.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Do we want to go
Welcome back
to
on board any time?
I feel like it's John. MacGyver is John. Somebody.
I'm going to look up. Eli thinks it's Chuck Norris.
No, it's not Chuck Norris.
That's why he didn't say it clearly. You throw me under the bus there, Eli.
Give me a clue and I'll get it. I just need a clue. Somebody look it up.
Okay.
Wayne.
Just give me this one. No, it's not Wayne.
Andrew.
No.
Richard.
Sebastian.
No, Richard.
Oh.
No.
Is MacGyver's name Sebastian?
John McDonald or something.
I just feel like it's John.
Richard. Yeah, what do you think?
Nah.
Old Dickie.
Richard Dean Anderson.
Old Dickie. Old Dickie.
That's not his name.
Pretty sure.
Oh, maybe that's the original.
Old Dickie D.A.
Do you have a question?
Pardon?
Henry Wink.
No. Anyway, let's go through the answers.
All right, here's your answers. In which country would you find the Atacama Desert? We've got a property owner from this country in our team.
Oh, Chile.
South America.
It is in Chile.
Yes.
Thank you.
What did we
and
say? Egypt.
Technically, it is not in my name. It is in a Chilean woman's name who I've never met before. But it is going to be a ski resort one day, guys, and you are all welcome.
Question number two, which actor played the original MacGyver? Richard Dean Anderson.
Yeah, yep, that'd be his name. He must have been the original.
There's one person that knows the dick.
What African tree bears monkey bread? I reckon we claim this a baobab.
That is literally
that is exactly what you said. A baobab.
What do you mean? I reckon we claim this.
Well,
that is exactly what I said.
He convinced us that it was boab tree, but a baobab.
I didn't know a baobab's a thing.
Well,
I thought it was a place. A baobab.
Oh, guys.
It's a fun word to say, isn't it? Try it.
Isn't it? But I did when I gave the answer.
In track and field, the horizontal jumps are the long jump and the triple jump.
Are we?
No, we didn't get Richard.
Terribly.
What do you mean? Pip got that?
Or Chile. Egypt.
Yeah. Oh, Chile, damn it. Sorry, and I wish you guys would say it more like a local, after all.
Chile.
I'm going to be a citizen zoon of Chile.
And the Scandinavian dish gravlax is prepared using salmon.
To sell salmon.
I'm back on board at any time. Wonderful people of To Sell.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
That's where you're at for your Tuesday, Arvo, and there's still heaps more to come, the Savo guys.
But right now, because I have a clue for the clue for $1 million Alpha Bucks.
Tomorrow morning's game.
8 a.m. tomorrow morning. It'll get you one step closer to becoming a millionaire. The clue for the clue is, what's up, Doc?
Oh, Bugs Bunny.
Thank you.
Great.
Because you would be no steps closer.
I knew it was a bunny. I couldn't remember his name.
What did you think it was? Hugs Bunny? A little bit too creepy, old Hugs
TV
Bunny.
Kid, right?
Peter Rabbit.
Hey, do you know what are those fine China rabbit ones, things?
Peter
you know,
Rabbit.
The brand.
Yeah, Peter Rabbit.
The thing that kids all eat out of.
Yeah, Peter Rabbit.
Bunnikins. Thank you.
Yep. Bunnikins. But it's the Peter Rabbit picture on it, yes.
Oh, did you know about the rabbits going at it?
On the Bunnikins, yes.
Yes. Why do you keep saying Peter Rabbit?
Because it's Peter Rabbit in the Bunnikins pictures.
Is it? Is he the one going at it?
Well, they just in all of theirs, there's a theory that the rabbits are going at it. But rabbits,
I thought it was
where the expression
Hugs
comes
Bunny.
From.
Do you know why the rabbits going at it? I found out.
Why?
Because they stopped paying the illustrator royalties and refused to pay him properly. And so he was like, well, I'll show you. And I'll sneak in a little inside joke.
Funny.
And that's how you know if you've got a real one, because it's a rabbit going, Emma and Tom.
Anyway, lots more still to come.
Carrie Pickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home this Savo, it is Carrie Pickmore and Tommy Little.
An exciting announcement last night from Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer, something we have been working on for a very long time. In fact, I realised, so 6 years ago I put the beanie on at the Logies, and at that point all I wanted to do was raise awareness about brain cancer. I didn't have a plan at that point to raise any money. It was purely awareness. And then the next day when I saw the overwhelming number of people that wore their beanies to work and wore their beanies on TV, and everyone started saying, you know, you should do something, sell some beanies, raise some money. And from there our foundation began. And as of our last campaign last year with our beanies, we've now raised over $18 million, which...
Wow.
Has blown us away, but honestly is all thanks to each and every one of you that's listened and bought a beanie and supported the foundation. Those of you that haven't, we'll have a chat later. but one of the things that we have realised over the years is that there's some incredible minds in this country doing research on brain cancer, but there hasn't been a huge injection of funds over that time. And as a result, there hasn't been as much collaboration as could happen in this area. Mm. And collaboration is the key to finding a cure, finding more effective treatment. So last night we announced that we're launching the Brain Cancer Centre, which is founded by Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer in partnership with the Walter and Eliza Hall Institute, which is a world-renowned research institute who've been making discoveries for hundreds of years now. And it's going to be a collaborative initiative to end brain cancer as a terminal illness. It's going to bring the best and brightest minds together, develop new treatments and trials, going to try to attract new research talent to devote their life's work to solving brain cancer. And it'll also partner with, you know, scientists, clinicians, surgeons, oncologists, even mathematicians, all working together to solve what is a devastating disease.
I've got lots of questions.
I can't answer a lot of the really intelligent, smart ones there for the researchers,
lucky
but I'll
I haven't
have a
got
go.
Any of those. Is this a physical place?
So it is in partnership with Walter and Eliza Institute, which is a physical place. Yes. It is actually, so when my late partner, Greg, used to have his brain cancer operations over the 9 years that he had brain cancer, he was always on the same ward at the Royal Melbourne Hospital, and he used to overlook an old research institute and a bit of a car park. And now all these years later, they have redone that institute. It's an incredible new, like, 10-story building. And by chance, that happens to be the research institute that we've partnered with to create this brain cancer center. So it's, I just, his mind would be blown if he knew that's where we'd land and that's what was now in that spot. But it's about more than just the physical center there. So it's going to be with people from all researchers and institutes from all over the country. So it won't be that necessarily we'll be spending money building a building. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
It's in this day and age, you can be a researcher in any lab anywhere around the country and collaborate and be a part of brain cancer research and this vision.
This was going to be my next question. Where is Australia in the world in terms of our research that we're doing?
We have world-class talent in this country. So many of them work already with researchers over in the UK and Europe and America. I definitely feel like there's been real momentum in the last few years, especially in the area of brain cancer. And it was, for me, I've just learnt so much, you know, getting to know these scientists over the years. I never understood why they wouldn't necessarily be spending the next 10 years of their life doing brain cancer work. And then they'd explain to me that you have to go where the money is. So if you're offered 15 years of money to work on a certain cancer or disease and it's continual funding, well, that's the work you're going to take because you need to feed your family and pay your mortgage. And in terms of brain cancer, that continual funding wasn't always on offer for everybody. So now that we can offer people continual funding for decades, that means they can commit their life's work now to trying to find a cure, because this is not something that obviously is going to be solved tomorrow or maybe in the next 5 to 10 years. It will be longer than that. But my vision is that we have more effective treatments so that when you're sitting in front of your oncologist or surgeon and they give you the absolutely devastating, heartbreaking news that you have a brain cancer diagnosis, that they can say, but hey, there's incredible treatments, there's amazing effective treatments, and your future looks bright and it's okay. And that's what I want in the end for people.
It's great because you should be so proud. I was going to ask you, I often hear you say about survival rates not changing. And
30
was,
years, they haven't changed.
I was going to ask you why, but you just explained it then.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's money,
it's also just a really, it's in the brain. The blood-brain barrier causes all sorts of issues. It's a very, very, very hard cancer to solve. But yeah, I truly believe we can get there eventually with the amazing people we have in this country. So thanks again for everybody's support. And if you do want to support our foundation, perhaps you haven't bought a beanie in the past, we didn't do a campaign this year, you can go to thebraincancercentre.org.au and donate there. So thank you.
Good on you, mate.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials
at Carrie Tommy Show.
Now that the podcast's over, Carrie and Tommy could use an energy boost. Meet the healthy energy drink all Australia is talking about. No artificial flavours, colourings or preservatives. No jitters and no crash. Just 100% real metabolic energy. Dr. V, the future of energy drinks.